Nemi speaking. How could I help you?
Hi, yeah, I'm hoping you can help me out.
Sure.
I have my mom. I think she has Medicare and Medicaid. She's 88 years old, and she's in the hospital right now because she has a fracture on her spine. What I'm trying to do is the hospital just called me and tell, first of all, they were going to send her to rehabilitation. Now
okay.
They're telling me that she doesn't need really rehabilitation, but my problem is there's nobody that's at home with her, and she has dementia.
Okay.
Is there anything I can do
can
to have somebody?
Of course. Sure. I'll be happy to help you guys out.
I don't have any of her cards with me or anything because I'm at
okay.
work.
That's okay. Just give me 1 second and I'll be with you, okay? Just a second.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hello. Okay, thanks for holding. Are you there? Can you hear me? Okay, perfect. So it's for your mother, correct? Okay, so let me write down just her basic information, and then I'll have my intake team help you out with the process. Okay. What's your mother's first and last name? Okay. Thank you. And her date of birth? Okay, thank you. One more question. What's her home address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
18091. Which county is that? Do you know? Northampton. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. 1 second.
Okay.
And you said she's
Arlene,
on Medicaid, right?
Arlene. Her last name is
C-A-I-A-Z-Z-O. Let me check and I'll do
February 16th, 1937.
Oh. Yeah, she needs help. Okay, 1 second.
255 East Center Street.
A-R-L-E-N.
And that's Wind Gap, W-I-N-D, capital G-A-P, Pennsylvania, 18091.
A-Z-Z-O.
Yep.
216.
Northampton.
1937. And let's find out if she's on Medicaid. I think she's inactive. But we can help her out with the process. Would you like for me to do that?
Well,
we
You know what? I can't say that I'm 100%. Okay. They called me and just blew my mind, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I mean, would you want to start off with private pay? Is that an option for you?
Mm-hmm.
And then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so maybe.
Correct.
Right. So I'll tell you, if you want, we can start the process with getting her Medicaid. Okay? And in the meantime, we can help her out with a caregiver, and it'll be through private pay. Okay? And and once she gets approved through Medicaid, then she'll be,
yeah, if you can help me out, I'd appreciate it because I really have no idea what to do, and they want me to pick her up this afternoon, and I don't know.
Makes sense? Okay, perfect. So let me just write this down. What's your name?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I have a lady that she has a facility, and we can private pay.
Just a second.
I don't know if she's going to need anybody after a couple weeks. But if she does, that's what I'm trying to figure out what I should do.
So when would you like to start the services? As soon as possible? Like tomorrow?
Okay.
From rehab, she's getting discharged, right? You said rehab, from the hospital? I'm sorry.
Okay. Sounds good.
Right.
My name is Mark Caiazzo.
Right, I understand, of course. Yeah, you don't want her to be alone. How many hours would you like for her to get someone during the week?
Yeah. Yes. Now that's what we were under. Right. Yeah, right from the hospital, because we thought she was going to go to rehab, and they said no. So now we're, like, stuck, and we're like, there's no way she can be home by herself.
Whatever you need.
I don't know.
How many hours in total, about, approximately, just so I can, like, write down about?
Like, I'm home at night, you know, so that wouldn't be a problem. It's just during the day.
Yes, sure, no problem. Give me a second. Okay,
well,
let me see if my intake team is available, okay?
Gone.
Give me 1 second. Thank you.
I leave my house at, like, 6:30. They wouldn't have to be there, like, directly in the morning or whatever. Maybe from, like, 8 to 3 or 8 to 4? Is that a possibility? Maybe 40? Like, while I'm at work? If somebody could be there while I'm at work, that would be like 40 hours, give or take a little. Okay.
Mark? Okay, so let me transfer you over to my intake girl. Her name is Faggy, and she will speak to you. Okay. Okay, of course. My pleasure. It was nice talking to you. Any questions you have, just let me know. I'll be happy to help. All right, give me a second.